Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 3D has become all the rage in movies and computer games, but the technology isn't just for entertainment. Researchers at Harvard University and the Museum of Fine Arts are turning it into a learning tool, too. Beginning tomorrow, they're offering you a 3D virtual tour of the ancient pyramids of Egypt.
I don't play video games. This is as close as I'll ever come, but it's great fun.
Peter Dermanuelian is one of the brains behind this project, called Giza 3D. He's been fascinated by ancient Egypt ever since fourth grade history, and he eventually turned that childhood fascination into a profession. He's Harvard's full-time Egyptologist. In a classroom with a curved floor-to-ceiling screen, he gave me some fancy battery-operated 3D glasses.
So put the glasses on, and then push the button, and if the image gets a little darker, you'll know that things are working.
And with that, I got a taste of what anyone with an internet connection and 3D TV will soon be able to experience.
So what we're seeing, then, is the Great Pyramid and its temples and long causeway, and the sun is going down to the west.
It's an animated computer rendering of the Giza Plateau, home to the famous pyramids near modern-day Cairo. Manuelian leads our tour with a device that's a cross between a joystick and a mouse.
I can steer anywhere I want to go, so it's not a linear movie or a frozen video where I start at the beginning and go to the end. We can dive down a burial shaft, we can visit the pyramid.
We start by flying over the whole complex, getting a bird's eye view. Then we swoop down into a courtyard to see an ancient Egyptian burial ceremony. Suddenly, with a flick of the joystick, we plunge into a long shaft that leads to a burial chamber.
And I'm going to drive with my mouse, and I'll try not to crash into the walls, and I'll take you down all the way to the bottom. I hope no one feels seasick.
It is a little dizzying, and it's all very whiz-bang. But Harvard and the MFA insist this has an educational purpose, too, because it's linked to the Giza Archive Project. That's a massive digital database of materials gathered during a joint decades-long Harvard MFA expedition of the Giza Plateau. So you can click on anything you come across, say a tomb, and immediately access all that digitized information.
Lists of statues, ceramics, objects of daily life from that tomb, references to scholarly publications, maps and plans, old photographs, even unpublished manuscripts.
Manuelian says this kind of edutourism has the potential to bring ancient Egypt to the masses. A French software company, Dassault Systèmes, is behind this technology. One of its vice presidents, Mehdi Tayoubi, calls the Giza 3D project the democratization of a high-tech tool.
When a student is here, it's like he's in Giza traveling with Peter as a guide, but back at home, he's able to connect online and to do the travel by himself and to look at some details not raised by Peter during his course.
And when Giza 3D goes public tomorrow, you might be able to pay a virtual visit to ancient Egypt, too.
As we zoom in and get closer, you can see that there are actual ancient Egyptians. These are avatars. They are performing what we call the opening of the mouth ceremony, the funeral rites for the deceased king to ritually bring him back to life.
You can see images from Giza 3D at our website, wbur.org. This story was produced by Lynn Joliker.